another one. Happy, happy new year. It is 2023. 2 months in, 2 months late. Life has happened. So much to catch you guys up on. Buzz boost left and right. Like, this is going to be dropping every week going forward. There's just so much I need to catch you all up on. So I got to figure out where to start. So let me just start with like the standard, you know, format that we've been going with for a long time now. So first of all, in terms of Nigeria, Nigeria is doing its own buzz boost to start. Elections have dropped. Everybody has voted for their presidents and their, you know, candidate of choice. If you're a bad person, that's your business. If you're a Peter Obi, good for you as an obedience. You know, there's Atiku, there's Kwakwanso, there's all these other guys. It's not looking too pretty in terms of like, you know, INEC and how they've managed that whole situation, but whatever, it is what it is. You know, shout out to Turkey. Well, is it shout out or condolences? I should be saying condolences to, you know, Turkey and the earthquakes that they've had to deal with. You know, condolences to the family of, you know, Christian Atsu, a really good player who, you know, as a Ghanaian, unfortunately died in the middle of that entire thing. And obviously all the families who have gone through so much dealing with that. Of course, the 1 year anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. We've just been in like part two and part three and part whatever of 2020, on and on and on like that. And, you know, the Ukraine situation still just hasn't ended. I'm still not sure if like COVID is done or not done as a result of what's going on, because like all the layoffs and like, you know, interest rates increasing and not really being able to go into office, the office full time. It's like this weird, like, what are we doing now in the world kind of going on? But again, you know, some people are wearing masks, for example, some people don't really. It's like, man, 2023 is just, you know, it's going and just going and going. It's like, okay, I guess we're just chugging along. You know, there was a train that derailed and in Ohio and had its own disastrous situation. Man, even the weather, like global warming. So it snowed in California and like an hour away from me. And I'm just like, the whole reason why I left Canada was so that I won't see snow anywhere. But now I'm seeing like snow on like the mountaintops every time I'm driving around. It's like, what's really going on here, you know? And obviously, if you're in the Northeast around Toronto, New York, and Anko, that had the terrible snow week that other time, and at one point, you know, the weather just drops like minus 30. Edakun, please, Eshanumi, what's really happening? Somebody should tell the screenwriters for 2023 to be calming down. Like, it's only 2 months in. And so, like, relax, relax, Kerora, you know what I mean? Like, this plot twist you're trying to do, plot twist for Shonda Rhimes, be calming down. Like, let's just enjoy it. So for me, I've already gone to go and try to get my refund on 2023. And obviously that's part of why maybe I was wasting time to release another podcast. But my bad. We out here, you know, like we gonna do what we gotta do. So as I said, I wanna catch you up on some hot gist and things like that. But let me just start with like holiday. So of course my last episode was about Qatar. Really, really great time. Got a terrible headache. Bass boost, came back to the US. Continue doing work, whatever, and you know, and just like, as your tech bro do, we're working anyway, we're working remotely, right? So I thought to finish off 2022, let me go back to my father's house. Because if you think about it, right, like the initial episode, if you remember, like in the pilot and me even bringing up, you know, at the time the podcast was called Random Black Person in Canada, it was a lot about my identity and just like almost figuring out who I am, what I'm about, and how all the, you know, traumas of all these kind of things affected me, especially even as an African coming to North America, discovering I'm black, all those kind of things on and on and on like that. I was like, all right, it's time to go home. And so I booked a trip to West Africa. I went through Ghana and then to Lagos, and obviously now I'm back in the US. And so my holiday did a lot of like, you know, reflecting. I got to spend time with family. I got to spend around with my own people. I did not feel like a minority for a long time. So much so I was in Nigeria for, what, 3 weeks? That is the longest in 13 years I have been in Nigeria. What's the longest? Because typically I'm in Nigeria, what, maximum of 10 days maybe, I want to say. And the last time I was there for a long time would have been like 2011, when I'd gone home for a holiday. So, yeah, this is year 13 because, you know, I mean, obviously it feels like 12 years, but this the year itself of year 13. So like, whew, bruh, that was a good like refresher on like, yeah, nope. Nigeria is still home, you know, I mean, as home as it can be for someone to not feel like out of place. I didn't feel like my accent would betray me, and thank God it did not, because I didn't talk too much when I was outside. But even when I was talking outside, like a lot of times I could still code switch. And for some people, it was like, ah, you still sound like you didn't leave. And I was like, you've not heard my podcast voice. That's why you that's why you think, you know, that's what you think. I still, honestly, it was still pretty cool in that way, where I could still, like, you know, do the needful. And, you know, abroad didn't smell on my body. We're like, they're like, this one is from abroad. This one is from abroad. Maybe every once in a while I did my hair, you know, I was still doing fine boys and up and down. But at least, luckily, not too much betrayed me. So let me just start catching up on this. So we'll talk about Ghana. So I was there. I was in Ghana for, I believe, the 19th of December to about the 24th. And my goal was just, like, you know, take a break before I go to Lagos for another 3 weeks, spend time with family. Let me just, like, detox from all the, you know, travel I've done everywhere else and experience another African country, at least while I'm going to be in Africa anyways. Ghana is a wonderful, wonderful country. I just need to say that. I've tried to go to Ghana so many different times. And each time there's always been something that has come up, or a reason why going to Ghana just either didn't make sense at the time, or it was just like a touchy place to go, you know, school, life, relationships, things like that. Like, it's just sometimes it's like, it doesn't just, maybe going to Ghana is just not for you. But finally, I was like, nope, we're going to make this thing happen. We're going to go. It's going to slap and you're just going to relax and chill as a baby boy. And so I went to Ghana. I flew through, I believe it was Delta. If I remember correctly, I believe it was Delta. So I did a flight from SFO to New York, New York to Accra. And then I would later do a flight from Accra to Lagos. So that's kind of the itinerary. Just want to say, if you are flying to West Africa, I think Delta is probably the best one so far. In reverse though, I did take KLM coming back out of Africa. So, I mean, again, I don't know. Anyway, personal preference, whatever you like, knock yourself out. But the flight from SFO to New York, I mean, it's an American flight, so it was nice, it was whatever, straightforward. The lounge slapped. I keep telling people, like, honestly, once you discover lounge life, I don't think you can really go back. But lounges slapped. I took the Delta lounge in New York, ate to my heart's content. And then on my way from New York to Ghana, I just felt like, yep, these are my peoples. So I got on the flight and everybody was black. And I was like, yeah, this is the one. Yeah. I'm no longer a minority. Like, there's something to be said as a black person where your black identifier goes away. You're just everybody else. The attendants were black. People on the flights were black. Everybody was like Ghanaian or like some version of Nigerian. You know, like, it was just so nice to just be like another passenger as opposed to being the black passenger. So that in itself was super, super nice. Once the flight obviously was getting closer to landing, I was like, okay, it's a long flight, of course. Like, obviously we are crossing the pond entirely, going to, you know, the Atlantic, obviously, is what I mean when I say crossing the pond, but crossing the entire Atlantic to go to Africa, it just felt like, first of all, it is a long flight. In retrospect, I should be, you know, stretching my legs and whatever, and what, you know, things like that. And it was nice in that way. I got up, stretched a lot. I should exercise and things like that. And I was like, Tolu, this old age is trying to catch you. By the way, I'm turning 30 this year, but side story, if you're thinking of presents, my birthday is coming. That's all I'm trying to say, you know, big 3-0. Anyways, so I had to stand up a lot. I'm like, you know, I had to like roll things out and like stretch things out. I was like, damn, I think that about what was really going on here? Like, as many of you all know, I took so many flights last year. I think I was on the plane at a total of around 22 times or something like that. And in taking that many flights, I was like, I don't remember my body not adjusting. Hey, what was going on? Wala deal. Anyway, Sham. Landed in Ghana. Great weather. The weather, I was like, yep, it's not cold. Slapping. Keep my coming from California, so not bad, but it was still much warmer than, you know, the Bay Area. I got finessed a little bit of money, but like the entire airport, they keep telling you don't extort, don't collect and don't do this. And meanwhile, these guys just kept this fam. I don't know whether it's because I have a Nigerian passport that I brought out. Because I don't know. I feel like that's a test I should find out. Like, would they have bothered me the same had I used my Canadian passport with a visa versus coming in as a Nigerian and just like, hey, Charlie Alpha, you know how you go now. I don't know. I feel like that's a test I would love to do and maybe just like figure out the results of that. But my point is, I just got like quote unquote harassed, but I mean, that's not the, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, yeah, that shit happened. So like, yeah, like I'll do something for boys or like, you don't have this documentation. Or yeah, if you put this much inside, it's like, really guys? But anyways, it was one of those, I was there by myself. I was visiting the country alone. And it wasn't as though like it was a trip with family or anything like that. So I already knew that I was a prime target. And as many of you know, I don't like stress. I don't like trouble. I don't want to disturb anybody. So it was just like, we'll just do what we got to do. And then we bounce. So I got out of the airport, picked up my bags, picked up everything, you know, went to a really, really nice hotel. Fam, the experience, even right from the door, when the bellhop took my bags and they gave me a drink at the reception, just like, oh, welcome to yourself. I was like, oh, a mini cotton, I like this. Like, I take a touch of me, take care of me while I'm here. You know, like, oh. As you can tell, like I like being spoiled. So anyways, you know, going to the hotel, and I was going to work from home, quote unquote, and you can't see me now, but I'm air quoting. I worked from home out of Ghana, and that was exciting. Like, bruh, because of the time zone difference, the way it ended up being, Pacific time from West African time ends up being like, if you're working there, I think it was like maybe 6 p.m. till like 2 p.m. or something like that would be my working time. And so the entire day I could like rest, relax, work out, stretch, sit by the pool. And then once I'm done all that and I've eaten breakfast and all this like lunch or whatever, by dinner time I would be working all night. And then again, you pass out at 2 p.m., at 2 a.m., sorry. Do it all over again and then work. Now, obviously that is chaotic for some people, and keep in mind there's also jet lag, but literally switching from working during the day to working at night was kind of not too bad. Like, I was pleasantly surprised by how like natural it became by like day two or something like that. But still, there was a lot to see in Ghana, a lot to enjoy. And luckily, because of the way Facebook works, where you like you can like pre-set up stuff, like you can use scripts to like take care of messages, you can nudge people, it made me require doing a lot of like front loaded work so that like coworkers could like have the messaging by the time they wake up. So that was kind of cool. It just made sense that like bots are going to be a very useful and productive tool if you know how to use them and if you want to use them. So, you know, shout out to whoever came up with some of the stuff that Facebook uses now. Just like, damn, I would use like delay and things like that. Just like set up a message and you have to ask anything to follow up on, set up a delay and then just line up the message for the morning. And when the person was due to see it, it would just show up for them. I was like, mwah, brilliant. And of course, shout out to remote work, where it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you have an internet connection. That is all that matters. So anyways, I did that. Aside from working, of course, I mean, I wasn't only there to work. I was there to disconnect from like life and just like, you know, reevaluate things. So I'm going to a new year, new decade of my life as well. I just sat, you know, a lot of times and just thought about stuff, you know, just reflected, put down notes and figured out how I want to engage with my family going forward and things like that. You know, just like, such a beautiful trip. Then the flip side of Ghana too is Ghana is doing a lot of, or at least has been doing, not just is doing, they've been doing for a while now, a lot of work on like bringing the diaspora home and like reconnecting with like Africans who were taken away multiple decades ago, multiple centuries ago. And so you got to see a lot of that, even in like the treatment they did for, even I believe at the time when I was there, Chance the Rapper came, Dave Chappelle came. Who else am I thinking of? A couple of other people who are skipping my mind. T-Pain was also in Ghana around that time. So a lot of that stuff was done in Ghana around the time I was there. Obviously, I didn't go because that was not the reason why I was going. I was not going there to be doing Dirty December with anybody. I was there to almost like just take space for myself and stuff like that. And so Ghana has done a really, really great job of being that spot for the diaspora who are returning home and reconnecting with the African roots. And so shout out to Ghana for that. Now, of course, Ghana still has its problems. That's not to say Ghana is a perfect country. But compared to Nigeria, which I'll get into a separate podcast because I cannot unpack Nigeria in this podcast with Ghana. But Ghana is like a much simpler experience. It's just, it's a nice place. If you haven't been, I highly recommend you go. If you are really about learning, you know, culture and stuff, and like, you know, slavery or whatever, Elmina Castle is there. You can go to a bunch of places. You can try out the food. I went to University of Legon as well. Did they drive around there just to see how, like, you know, they teach and whatever. The university is massive. I would have loved to see the University of Cape Coast, but unfortunately I could not go. Obviously you get to see all, like, you know, the Jubilee Square or whatever it is, Jubilee House for, where the president lives, where it looks like an Ashanti store. Brilliant architecture. Like, that's actually, like, brilliantly executed way of introducing African history into, like, architecture. I was like, wow, really, really nice. Really liked it. I ate a lot of food there. I was like, oh, honestly, I gotta go again, because, and obviously without work this time, because as much as I knew that Ghana would slap while I was working remotely, it was just kind of like, yeah, I gotta do this without the burden of doing work next time. Because as much as I would have loved to stay in certain places all day, all night, I knew I had to work at night overnight. So that would have been the only thing that would have changed from that experience. But Ghana, wonderful, fantastic, felt like home, didn't feel out of place, even though I didn't speak Twi, which is the dialect and the, not dialect, the language there that is, like, most popular other than English. I didn't feel out of place at all. I was very, very happy to be there. I was very well received. Wonderful, wonderful country. To close this out, my problem was when we started going to Lagos. Guys, how is a plane, first of all, late 3 hours, first of all, how is that same plane hot? I've never experienced a hot plane in my life. Like, what? Why is the plane hot? A hot plane, guys, at night. Like, okay, let's say, okay, Ghana is hot. Okay, Lagos is hot. Okay, Africa is hot. Okay, cool. But, like, the flight was at night. It was late by at least 3 hours. And above that, like, obviously, there was even the other problem too, was that seating was scattered. So, like, you know, normally when you're flying a plane, they'll give you, like, you know, dedicated seating. So it was on the ticket. And then we got to the plane, they're like, oh, yeah, sit anywhere. Like, it's my first conference. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? What? Even one of the attendants was like, oh, show me your ticket. And I was like, I showed him. He's like, I showed him my phone. Oh, God, that was another thing that pissed me off. I showed him my phone. He's like, no, where's the paper one? I'm like, it's the same. Like, what do you mean, where's the paper one? It's the same. It's the literal same. And the thing that now pissed me off was like, okay, so why did you ask me to show you the paper ticket if I can sit anywhere anyways? So literally they pulled me aside from people who were getting on the plane to show my paper ticket, which was in my passport. I'd already put it in my bag. Because again, naturally, if you're traveling and it's on your phone, you know, you can put Apple Wallet and whatever, and so just show. And so this guy pulled me aside, made me go back into my bag to pull out my passport that I had, and I showed him. I was like, so what was that for? I was like, you know what, honestly, totally, let's not even deal with these people, because fam. I was like, got on the plane, hot plane, sat anywhere. They stopped me for ticket that I apparently don't even really need to show. And at the end of everything, we got to Lagos late, and I was like, again, this is not Ghana's fault at all. Well, maybe it is. I don't know, because they're allowing these Nigerians to misbehave. It was a Nigerian airline, by the way, on their own, like. So that's what I'm like, it's not Ghana's fault, obviously, but like, fam, if there's anything that would change about that, I was like, we'll get into that one in the next episode. I'll catch you guys in the next one.